What is the real secret of obtaining desirable possessions? Are some people born under a lucky star or other charm which enables them to have all that which seems so desirable? And if not, what is the cause of the difference in conditions under which men live? Many years ago, feeling that there must be a logical answer to this question, I decided to find out, if possible, what it was. I found the answer to my own satisfaction, and for years have given the information to others who have used it successfully. From a scientific, psychological, or theological viewpoint, some of the following statements may be interpreted as incorrect, but nevertheless, the plan has brought the results desired to those who have followed the simple instructions. And it is my sincere belief that I am now presenting it in a way which will bring happiness and possessions to many more. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride, is the attitude taken by the average man and woman in regard to possessions. They are not aware of a power so near that it is overlooked, so simple in operation that it is difficult to conceive, and so sure in results that it is not made use of consciously, or recognized as the cause or failure of success. Gee, I wish that were mine, is the outburst of Jimmy, the office boy, as a new red roadster goes by. And Florence, the telephone operator, expresses the same thought regarding a ring in the jeweler's window. While poor old Jones, the bookkeeper, during the Sunday stroll, replies to his wife, "Yes, dear, it would be nice to have a home like that, but it is out of the question. We will have to continue to rent." Landham, the salesman, protests that he does all the work, gets the short end of the money, and will someday quit his job and find a real one. And President Bondham, in his private sanctorum, voices a bitter tirade against the annual attack of hay fever. At home, it is much the same. Last evening, father declared that daughter Mabel was headed straight for disaster. And today, mother's allowance problem and other trying affairs fade into insignificance as she exclaims, "This is the last straw. Robert's schoolteacher wants to see me this afternoon. His reports are terrible, I know, but I'm late for bridge now. She'll have to wait until tomorrow." So goes the endless stream of expressions like these from millions of people in all classes who give no thought to what they really want and who are getting all they are entitled to or expect. If you are one of these millions of thoughtless talkers or wishers, and would like a decided change from your present condition, you can have it. But first of all, you must know what you want, and this is no easy task. When you can train your objective mind, the mind you use every day, to decide definitely upon the things or conditions you desire, you will have taken your first big step in accomplishing or securing what you know you want. To get what you want is no more mysterious or uncertain than the radio waves all around you. Tune in correctly and you get a perfect result. But to do this, it is, of course, necessary to know something of your equipment and have a plan of operation. You have within you a mighty power, anxious and willing to serve you, a power capable of giving you that which you earnestly desire. This power is described by Thomson J. Hudson, Ph.D., LL.D., author of The Law of Psychic Phenomena, as your subjective mind. Other learned writers use different names and terms, but all agree that it is omnipotent. Therefore, I call this power Emmanuel, God in us. Regardless of the name of this great power, or the conscious admission of a God, the power is capable and willing to carry to a complete and perfect conclusion every earnest desire of your objective mind. But you must be really in earnest about what you want. Occasional wishing or half-hearted wanting does not form a perfect connection or communication with your omnipotent power. You must be in earnest, sincerely and truthfully desiring certain conditions or things, mental, physical, or spiritual. Your objective mind and will are so vacillating that you usually only wish for things, and the wonderful, capable power within you does not function. Most wishes are simply vocal expressions. Jimmy, the office boy, gave no thought of possessing the red roadster. Landon, the salesman, was not thinking of any other job, or even thinking at all. President Bondum knew he had hay fever, and was expecting it. Father's business was quite likely successful, and Mother no doubt brought home first prize from the bridge party that day. But they had no fixed idea of what they really wanted their children to accomplish, and were actually helping to bring about the unhappy conditions which existed. If you are in earnest about changing your present condition, here is a concise, definite, resultful plan with rules, explanations, and suggestions.